This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities and facilitate availability of credit. It will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on 3 key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर 3 पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटिन्यूस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the cabinet adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla landed back safely on Earth yesterday from his space journey, representing the infinite aspirations of India. He said Shubhanshu Shukla's space mission took India a step closer to realizing its own space station. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet commended the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible.
आज यूनियन कैबिनेट ने स्पेस के बहुत बड़े अचीवमेंट पर एक प्रस्ताव पारित किया है। आईएसएस से ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला की वापसी पर मंत्रिमंडल ने एक बड़ा संकल्प पारित किया है। आज मंत्रिमंडल कई महत्वपूर्ण विषयों के साथ देश की एक महान उपलब्धि से जुड़ी देश की भावना को अभिव्यक्त कर रही है। 15 जुलाई को भारत की अनंत आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिनिधित्व करते हुए ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला अंतरिक्ष यात्रा से सकुशल धरती पर लौटे हैं। ये समूचे देश के लिए गर्व, गौरव और उल्लास का अवसर है। आज मंत्रिमंडल देश के साथ मिलकर ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला की सफलतापूर्वक पृथ्वी पर लौटने का अभिनंदन करता है।
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved enhanced delegation of power to NTPC from the extant guidelines of delegation of power to Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprises for making investment in NTPC Green Energy Limited, a subsidiary company, and subsequently NGEL investing in NTPC Renewable Energy Limited and its other joint ventures. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Bihar over the reported killing and burning of 5 members of a family on suspicion of practicing witchcraft in Purnia. Taking serious cognizance of media reports, the commission has sought a detailed report within 2 weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new trade agreement with Indonesia, lowering proposed tariffs on Indonesian goods to 19% in exchange for full access for American firms. Indonesia, in turn, will buy $15 billion in U.S. energy, $4.5 billion in agricultural goods, and 50 Boeing jets. Benchmark domestic equities ended on a flat note today amid weak global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,634, adding 63 points, while the NSE Nifty 50 wrapped up the session at 25,212, climbing 16 points. In cricket, the England women's team were 43 for 2 in 7.3 overs against India in the first ODI of the 3-match series at the Rose Bowl in Southampton when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.